Welcome to the resilience practice. Let's begin. Step one, practice appreciation with sound. Find something or someone that you feel appreciation for. Feel grateful. Notice what's good about them or about it. Find something else that's good about it. Just keep appreciating that thing or that person. Enjoy it. If you'd like, you can add the sound, Step two, center. With your feet about parallel and hip-width apart, you may want to be not centered, left to right, forward, back, up and down. Find that place below your navel and center it above your feet. Your hips, your shoulders, and your ears will be in a vertical line. Your eyes are just above the horizon. Your heart is open. Your breath is steady in your belly. Now let's move from center. Again, bring your attention to that center point just below your navel and begin to create movement left to right, generating the movement from your center, from your hips. Turning left, when you turn left, your right heel will lift. When you turn right, your left heel will lift. Each time you move back and forth, generating the movement from your hips, not from your shoulders. If you notice that you're generating the movement from your shoulders, just pause and come back to starting with your hips again. Mountain pose. Feet are parallel, hip-width apart. Now from that center point, this is about being sturdy and strong. Root down into the earth. You become a mountain. You connect to the earth down, and at the same time from that center point, you rise tall all the way through the spine and through the top of the head. Your heart is open. Your shoulders are open wide. You're unmovable, immovable, rooted down, standing tall. Now from mountain pose, introduce that simple, even breathing. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose, making the length of the inhale and exhale the same length as we begin sun salutation. On your next inhale, lift your arms to the sky slowly. Your arms reach the sky at the end of the inhale. Exhale, bend forward at the waist. Bend your knees if you have any tightness in your back until you come all the way forward and let your hands touch the earth. On an inhale, bring your heart forward and make your back flat to the earth. Exhale, back down. Hands to the earth, knees bent if needed. On an inhale, press to the earth with both feet, keeping those knees bent. Stand all the way up. Arms come up, and then exhale them down to your side. One more time. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, bend forward at the waist. Come forward. Bend your knees if you need to. Hands to the earth. On an inhale, bring your heart forward. Make your back flat to the earth. Exhale, back down. Keep your knees bent if that helps your low back. On an inhale, press through the earth. Come all the way to standing with a flat back. Arms come up to the sky, and then exhale your hands down. Next, step six, smile. Bring a smile to your face. A big smile, a small smile, a grin. Just allow yourself to enjoy a smile. Breathe as you smile. Just keep smiling. Experience expansive and contractive energy. On your inhale, feel your heart and your lungs expanding, especially your lungs. Maybe even your body feels bigger and taller. Exhale, release. Inhale, expand again. Exhale, release. On each inhale, make yourself bigger and taller. On each exhale, you come back to more of a normal size. Inhaling big, exhaling back to normal. Practicing expansive and contractive energy. Anything that's living is pulsating. Throw your voice from your diaphragm. Place your one foot slightly in front of the other. Look just above the horizon and pick a specific point to throw your voice to. And then with the sound of ha, I'm not going to do it here into the microphone, but make the sound of ha, a powerful sound of ha, where your voice is like an arrow that hits that point every single time. It's not ha, it's very pointed. Ha. Do that for a few breaths. At the end of this, you may be feeling a little bit more excited. Your heart may be racing or at least beating faster. That's what we're going for. We want to have you in a more heightened state. That's invoking the warrior. Now, offer good wishes and blessings. Perhaps you call it a prayer. Just offer good to someone else, good wishes, wishing them well, to something else, to someplace else. Just offer that goodness, that kindness, that blessing to someone else. Now begin to make the sound of ah. You can sing the sound, ah, on any tone, or you can just say, ah. Whatever feels right for you, each time you inhale, let it go again with an ah, either singing it or just sighing with the sound of ah. Mouth wide open. This is not it's ah. Your mouth is like a cathedral. Just keep repeating it after every exhale, take another inhale and make the sound again. Now you can keep making the sound if you'd like, but you can also now begin to feel it real. What is that fabulous thing that you're wanting to create? It can be anything. It doesn't have to be the same thing every practice. But what is the wonderful outcome that you are going to live, to be, to have, to do? It's no longer a wish that's in front of you. It's real. It's happening. Feel it real. What are you doing when this has been accomplished? How does it feel? What's your emotion? What is the physical experience of having accomplished that, of achieving that? Feel that satisfaction, that joy, whatever it is. Notice how you're interacting with others. Notice how others are interacting with you. Where are you in the world? In what place? In what environment? Put yourself there and imagine every possible detail. And now you could continue this if you'd like, but I'm going to take you into the last step just for the sake of time. And we'll end with, once again, practicing appreciation. Find something, maybe the same thing you began with or someone or something else, to feel appreciative for it, for them. Feel that goodness. Notice what's good about it. Feel the gratitude and appreciation. If you'd like, make the sound, And now slowly just come back to your normal breath and notice how you feel. That's 7 minutes. Have a fantastic day.